Outing Dumbledore. Yes, over the weekend, J.K. Rowling announced that Dumbledore, the headmaster at Hogwarts, is gay. The news surprised many fans of Harry Potter, many of whom are probably rereading the last few books right now. Rowling is taking heat from some parents over the announcement, but others give her credit for such a high-profile, if fictitious, outing. To Lewis Peitzman, though, this is all too little, too late. He's a senior at the University of California, Berkeley, and wrote a piece about Dumbledore's outing for today's Daily Californian. He joins us now on the line from Berkeley. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So you were surprised by this outing of Dumbledore?
I was surprised. I'm aware that many people give queer readings to Harry Potter, but I never thought that that J.K. Rowling would actually out a character.
And why do you think that it's too little too late?
Well, I just feel like if you look at it, you know, in a few years from now and people look back at the books and say there was never a gay character, then she can say, okay, but Dumbledore was gay, which I think is sort of a cop-out because he's not actually gay in the text. He's gay because she says he is after the fact.
What do you think made her do this?
I think that she's responding to a lot of fan concerns about diversity, and I think she does have sort of a positive reason for doing this, which is to have a likable, you know, strong gay character. But she didn't do it while the books were actually being written, so it's much less risky than it would have been 5 years ago.
Does Dumbledore in some way, though, benefit the gay community? The fact that Dumbledore is gay, is it ultimately a benefit or a good?
I don't see it as a benefit. I see it as a neutral.
A neutral.
I don't think that this is going to change the way people think, and I don't think that this is going to change the effect that Harry Potter has.
But won't it change the way people now read the books? And, of course, many people are going to read the, you know, there's generations coming up who are going to be reading the book. Will they read it differently?
Right. I think that they will, but I also anticipate a lot of frustrated readers because I don't think that there is that subtext there. I don't personally see it. This seems to me something that she, if she did intend it, she hid it very well. And I don't see people actually being able to find things that point to his sexuality. He's a very asexual character in the novels.
Yeah, you don't think people are going to be going through looking for the hints somewhere along the line.
Right.
Did you read all of the Harry Potter books?
Did
you grow up reading them?
I did, yeah.
Did you ever for a moment suspect that Dumbledore was gay?
I didn't. There were other characters I suspected were gay, but not Dumbledore.
Who did you suspect?
Well, I think that the character Remus Lupin, he's a werewolf, and especially in the movie, they played this up. It's sort of talked about as, you know, being an outsider. He's a teacher, but they don't want him teaching at the school. There's very much a subtext where I think he could be read as gay. And then he was paired off and married to a woman, so there went that. But Dumbledore, I never saw anything there.
Yeah. So do you think you would have been happier if she had come up with a character that you might have been able to see some kind of indication that the character is gay, that might have satisfied you a little bit more by this after-the-fact announcement she has made?
If she was going to, yes, it would have been nice to have a character with a bit more reason why she would out them. But again, I think that it would still be the problem of changing things after the fact and not changing the way the books were written, but just changing people's opinion of them.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being with us today, Lewis.
Thank you.
Lewis Peitzman is a senior at the University of California, Berkeley. He wrote about J.K. Rowling's outing of Dumbledore in the Daily Californian. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.